Good morning, class.
Good morning, Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School is the place where my spirit is fed, and my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. When you're born again, you're not born fully mature, fully developed. You're born, the Bible said, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. And depending on where you grew up and what you grew up around, you may have learned to be a quitter. You may have learned to be negative, depressed, defeated. Well, then you need to learn something else, right? You need to learn how to be a faith person, a confident person, a positive person, an overcomer. You got to learn how to think, how to believe, how to speak, how to act, how to react. And the just living by faith involves how you see things, how you speak and act and react. A faith person is not talking about how bad it is all the time. Just not. A faith person is not, trying to get you to feel sorry for me. It's not. Because if God's heard my prayers and things are working good for me and I'm coming out better than I ever have been, there's nothing for you to feel sorry about, no matter what I may look like at the moment. Do you see what I'm saying? And so when we say I'm learning how to be an overcomer, that's what you're learning. You're learning, don't think like that. No, quit looking at that. Don't talk about that anymore. Okay, you've said enough about that. What did God say? Yes. What did He say about it? Say this. Yes. And you'll find in every situation of your life, if you ask the Lord, the Bible said, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. You ask Him, He will give you the thing, the word, the phrase, the thing to believe about that situation. And instead of despairing and crying and collapsing and being despondent, instead of doing that, every time it comes up, you say what He said.
Yes.
You say what He said.
Yes.
You say what He said.
Yes.
And when His words are in your mouth, He has every right to confirm His words.
Yes.
In your life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say it out loud. I refuse.
I refuse.
To despair.
To despair.
I refuse to be hopeless. I'm not defeated.
I'm
an overcomer.
God is with me.
He is for me.
I am
a victorious child of God. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we do. We receive this. And we ask that You would work this stronger and build us up in our faith to lay hold of our full inheritance in You, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we've been feeding our faith for weeks now on the subject of provision. And we're going through reasons 1 through 30. 30 reasons, truths from Scripture, why we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all. Say it out loud, abundant provision,
is always
God's will
for us all.
Another time, abundant provision,
is always
every day,
every night,
every week, every month,
every year,
always
God's will
for me. Hallelujah. And so we've been through reasons 1 through 19 now. And if you weren't with us, go online to faithschool.org and all those previous lessons are there waiting on you. No charge. You don't have to commit to anything. Just go and partake, receive. And we're down to number 20 in our study. And that is the wealth of the sinner. And we get that phrase from Proverbs 13, if you'd look at that again. Proverbs 13 and 21. It says, evil pursues sinners, not us. Goodness and mercy is following us. But evil pursues sinners, but to the righteous, good shall be repaid. I don't know, 3, 4, 5 different translations that I saw said prosperity is repaid. It uses the word prosperity. And of course, that's in keeping with the next verse because he's talking about that. Verse 22, a good, and the word man is in italics, so this is a good person, good people, leave an inheritance to their children's children. Not just affecting their children, but their grandchildren. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Now, we looked at different scriptures that talked about generational blessing and wealth. God's plan is that we continually increase and come up into more knowledge of Him, more grace, more faith, more revelation, more anointing, and at the same time, more resources.
Yes.
Huh? Houses, buildings, mm-hmm. lands, money, stuff. You need one to go with the other.
Right? Yeah.
Right? To accomplish and do the plan in the earth. We live in a physical, material world.
Yes.
And we need material, physical things. And so in Psalm 112, we saw, blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in His commandments. His seed shall be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Is that true or not?
Yes.
That's God's plan. That's God's will. The very next verse says, wealth and riches shall be in His house. Whose house? The house of the blessed. The house of the people that fear the Lord and delight greatly in His words and in His things. Wealth and riches shall be in His house. That means He's got a house.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
And His house is not empty.
Right.
You got stuff in His house.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's the will of God. Now, if you don't think so, what do you do with these verses and all the other hundreds like them? Have you been deceived by the ideas of men, religious tradition that's not the Bible? It's a dangerous thing, and it's a fact. Many, many church-going people think that riches are a bad thing and that you can't serve God and have any wealth and that it can't be the will of God. That's not the Bible. The Bible says it is His will. Now, it's up to you what you decide. But I'm glad you can't decide for me, or somebody else can't decide for me, and you should be glad nobody else can decide for you. I have decided to believe this.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons why you're watching us right now, is because we have resources. We got a studio. We got equipment. We got partners. We got resources to go out on the airwaves. Well, that's money. That's stuff. Does God want this getting out, or does He not? Did He say, go into all the world and preach the gospel to everybody? Huh? That's going to take some resources. And it is His will for us to have them. Said out loud, the generation of the upright
shall be blessed.
Wealth and riches
shall be in His house.
And His righteousness
endures forever.
See, money in and of itself is not good or bad. It's just a medium of exchange. It's a currency. You can do bad stuff with it.
Yeah.
You can do good stuff with it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You can hire assassins. You can buy drugs. You can destroy people and things by paying bad people to do bad things. But you don't have to do that with money.
No.
It's not the money's fault.
Right.
Money's just money. You could use the money to help people, get people out of trouble, feed people, bless people, get the gospel to people. It's not the money. People say, well, money is the root of all evil. That is not true. Not true. Not what the Bible said. The love of money, covetousness, that's the problem. Loving money more than you do people. Yeah. Loving money more than you do God.
Yeah.
That's evil.
Amen.
That's a problem. But the money itself, it can be used either way. He said in Psalm 115, verse 13, he will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. We've said it before, but I want to repeat it. God's will, God's plan for everybody that'll listen to him is not up and down, up and down, gain and lose. Get forward a couple of steps, get knocked back three. Not the will of God. I said, not the will of God. And you'll find people who are not following God consistently wind up starting over again and again and again. If you went to school and changed your major five times, you didn't pray. Are y'all listening to me? You didn't seek God. You didn't try to find. If you start over in four different professions, starting from scratch again and again, starting over again and again, starting from nothing over and over again, you're not seeking the Lord. You're not getting his plan. You're not following him. He doesn't change. I said he doesn't change. He has a plan. He has a way. And his plan and his path, if you stay on it, you increase. It doesn't all happen overnight or all in a year, but you keep, you get this and you get it done.
Yes.
And you get it paid for and you get it accomplished and then you add to it and you reach this and then you expand some more and then you come up some more. Can you see this?
Yes.
This increase. Somebody say increase.
Increase.
More and more.
More and more.
Increase.
Increase.
More and more.
More and more.
Us and our children.
Us and our children.
That's God's will. And if we'll do it his way, you'll experience it. Now, one thing I want to touch on, and it's something to beware of and to watch out for. Go to Psalm 73, if you would. We touched on this, I don't know, this would have been a few weeks ago in our classes. But I've heard people talk about the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. And you can hear them say, yeah, do you see all that money that those people have? And I heard a pastor one time saying this. He said, yeah, I went to this man's house and he had this, paintings on his wall that was worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. He said, if I just had one of his paintings, what I could do in the gospel. Whoa. If you had one of his paintings, you're coveting his stuff. Seem to remember one of the top 10 commandments. Is that right? Said what? Thou shalt not covet anything that is your neighbor's. No, this talk, this idea of the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just is not a justification for coveting other people's stuff. Even if they are ungodly, the Lord commanded us not to covet. Are y'all okay?
Yes.
In Psalm 73 and verse 3, the psalmist had a realization in himself. He said, I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. I was envious. Now, don't raise your hand and on these next couple of things, but, you know, there have been times where people were needing something, maybe needing something for some good reasons and purposes, and watching other people just blow millions on junk and nothing and thinking, well, man, that's not fair. That's not right. I need that. I could use that. So yeah, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. I'm just going to claim their money. Whoa. He didn't say do that. No, that's you coveting their stuff. And that's wrong. And God can get things to you in thousands of ways you never imagined. And it doesn't have to have anything to do with them or what they're doing. But you must not get your eyes on people and what they have and get to longing for it. The enemy will do that. I know some of I began to learn about faith and about claiming things and believing for things. The enemy will try to fool you and deceive you. If you see somebody that has something that's exactly what you thought you wanted to do, the enemy will say, you need to claim that. You need to claim that. No, you don't need to claim. You can claim one. You can claim something like that, but you cannot claim theirs because you're coveting something that belongs to them. And that's forbidden. That's breaking one of the Ten Commandments. He said, I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. So foolish was I. See, and this is verse 22. Time you get later in the psalm, he's had a revelation. He said, I was like a beast. So dumb and foolish doing that. I don't have to envy what somebody else has. God's my source. He can get it to me. Right? And, you know, when it comes to things, they make them all the time. The new ones are improved. Right? So, look in Psalm 37. Back up to Psalm 37. Yes, we want to believe God to add to us exceeding abundantly above what we have asked or thought. Yes, we know that part of His plan is taking what bad people worked their whole lives and schemed and lied and stole and taking that and putting it into the hands of His people. And then children and children's children, generational. But what we must keep clear about is that we don't crave their stuff and we don't covet their stuff. Because covetousness, both Ephesians and Colossians say in the New Testament, covetousness is idolatry. Yes. To covet things and money, and that's where the Bible did say, the love of the money. Yeah. It is the root of all kinds of evil and bad things. Why? Because you want that more than you want God. Yeah. You want that more than you care about people. That's evil. Yes. That's wrong. Yes. And I don't have to do it. God's my source, right? I don't have to look to anybody. I don't have to beg anybody. I don't have to pressure anybody. Preachers, I'm talking to you too, right? You do not need to hard push or hard sell people in an offering or a project or a thing like that. Your job is to hear from God and communicate the vision. And God's job is to deal with people. And if He's not dealing with them, you leave them alone. Are you all okay? Psalm 37, 1. Fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. If you see ungodly people living in a big house, flying the biggest planes and driving the most expensive cars and eating the best food, if you look at them and pine and go, why can't I have that? Well, you just said why you can't have it. You just said you can't. Who said you can't? But what has them doing what they're doing got to do with you? Huh? Nothing. He said, verse 2, they will soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. I mean, what if you gain the whole world and you lose your own soul? You ain't done anything, right? You hadn't accomplished a thing. Trust in the Lord, verse 3, and do good. And you'll dwell in the land, and verily you will be fed. Yes. Get your eyes off of them and trust God. Yes. And you'll eat good. Yes. He will take care of you. Yes. Delight yourself. Yeah. What? In their stuff?
No.
I wish I had a painting off their wall. No. No. I wanted to take that guy and shake him and go, no, no. Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. I've heard people say, well, you know, I've had people ask me, why did you start your church there instead of you could have gone an hour away and been in the big city? You know, and there's rich people there. Well, what's that got to do with anything? Just because they got money don't mean they want to give any of it to you. But you see what I'm saying? People walk by sight and they see people that have something, and then they try to flatter people and warm up to people and you know, try to get in that circle and try to, that's got nothing to do with faith. It's got nothing to do with God. And that is showing a lack of faith. You think you have to smooze and manipulate and politic. You think you got to do it. That's not God doing it. You just obey God. Huh? I know Brother Kenneth Copeland said this, and he's been so gracious to have us on his network. So many of you may have seen us in this broadcast on there. And he said this many years ago. He was needing more funds for the ministry, and he was trying to think, well, what do we need to do? How do we get these funds? He said the Lord interrupted him and said, no, that's not your job. Your job is to get the word out. I will get the money in. Oh, isn't that good? Isn't that good? We're not supposed to work on getting the money in. Not Christians, not believers. We work on getting the gospel out. We work, that's our job, get the word out, get the ministry out, and if you do it like he tells you, he will get the money in. He will bring the money in. And that's true whether you're a family or a business or a church. It's true either way. Trust in the Lord and do good, and so you'll dwell in the land, and verily you'll be fed. Delight yourself in what?
The Lord.
Not what somebody else has. In the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. It will also, you know, it'll keep you out of envy. Envy means you don't care about the people you're envying. If you got the car that I always thought I wanted, and it just makes me sad and upset because you've got it and I don't have it, it means I don't care about you. Can you see that? I don't care about you. If I care about you, what am I going to be? I'm going to be happy for you. Is that right? And I don't have to feel depressed because you've got what I want, because I know God's got me. He's going to take care of me, and it ought to be an encouragement. If He'll do it for you, He'll do it for me. Can you see this? That's faith. It keeps you out of envy. It keeps you out of jealousy. It keeps you out of depression. It keeps you in life and peace and joy. Delight yourself in the Lord. And what will He do? What will He do? He will give you. God, doesn't matter what anybody else has got, He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to Him. Trust in Him. He'll bring it to pass. Somebody say, He'll bring it to pass. I don't have to try to cozy up to somebody. I don't have to try to manipulate. Because next thing you know, you get into some of that. Next thing you know, people are lying. Lying, misrepresenting, hiding. I mean, you get into, that's why the love of the money is evil. It leads to the root of so many evil things. Trust in Him and He will bring it to pass. I want to hear you say it. He will bring it to pass.
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 How are you, child of God? How are you going to get out of debt? How are you going to come up from not having anything to having something? How? Come on. Come on. Help me out. He will bring it to pass. He's going to do it. And He will do it the right way and the right time. Come on. Can you see this? And so that it won't be any curse. It won't be any negative thing. No downside. It'll just be a blessing. He'll bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for Him. When are we going to get a decent house? Well, quit fretting and rest in the Lord. Rest. And it's time to go. He will bring it to pass. Go ahead and make your plans and look forward to it. And, you know, you don't have to wait till you get to the top of the stairs to rejoice. You can enjoy every step. Is that right? Every step up the way. Stop and shout for a minute. On every step. That means you don't have to wait till the end. You can rejoice the whole way up. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Fret not yourself in any wise to do evil. Evildoers will be cut off, but they that wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth.
Amen.
The whole thing. You ever heard of the whole ball of wax?
Yeah.
Well, this is the whole ball globe of the earth.
Amen.
That's where we wind up.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He will bring it to pass.
He will bring it to pass.
I don't have to covet. I don't have to long for anything anybody has. God takes care of me. He will bring it to pass. Well, our time's up again already. Say it like we do. I live by faith. I walk by faith. I overcome the world by faith. I am strong in faith. Are you? Are you? Say it again. I am strong in faith, giving glory to God. We'll see you again next time here in Faith School. Sure enjoyed being with you again this week. The Lord's helping us greatly. I like to believe with our partners at the end of every week, we have a right to join faith with those who have joined faith with us. And so we're talking about the goodness of God. He said, I know the thoughts I have for you, good thoughts, a plan to give you an expected end. Like we were saying, you don't have to envy anybody else's life. God's plan for you is the best of the best. Father, I'm praying over all of our partners and all those that are joined to us. Reveal to them and to us all your highest and your best plan for us, that we throw off the limitations and the wrong thinking of men, and you are unhindered and unlimited in fulfilling your perfect will in our lives. We ask it. We believe for it. I speak increase over our partners. Rise higher, go further, become greater in every good thing. Reach your full potential. We bless you in the name of Jesus, head of the church. Hallelujah. Well, we're believing that. We're expecting that with you. We love you. We thank God for you. We'll see you soon back here in Faith School.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.